Well, now that we've had a full summer season behind us, we're going into fall. I know you came up to town to inspect the project. What did you find?
Yeah, I took a look at it at the end of July, and it's coming in really well. It seems like the bank willows that we installed are pretty much 100% survival rate right now. We'll see how they do over the next year. Yeah, the willows installed along the bank and the vegetation mat on top of the bank are both looking really well, and I think enjoying the kind of the wet summer we had. So things are starting to take off in terms of plant growth, and that's a good sign for having a stable bank in the future there.
Well, it's great. You know, it's such a massive river, and there's so much force coming down. As a hydrologist, what are some of the thoughts that you have about, you know, if more people along that bank and more landowners were willing to do this? If one person does it, you know, it seems like a small section, but if, in order for that to really work, do you need to have the neighboring folks go along and do theirs as well?
Sure, that would certainly help in the long term. This is the first project we've really done in the Talkeetna area between Alaska Department of Fish and Game and Fish and Wildlife Service. As part of our cost share program. We're definitely interested to do more projects in the future, and we're always taking applications to the cost share program. But even this one little project, we were able to remove 100 feet of sandbags that were along the bank and really get things revegetated with natural materials, which are going to be better habitat for fish and a more natural bank. So this little part is a place to start.
Well, that's great. You know, it's always positive when you hear that it's a positive environment for the juvenile fish. Did you guys see some fish when you reinspected the bank this summer?
I think, I'm not sure, the water was pretty cloudy, but the landowners did tell us when they were taking some of the willows out of the water, we usually soak them before we plant them. They had some juvenile salmon already in amongst those willows that were just waiting to get planted. Saw those.
Well, that's great. I think that's kind of one of the goals, is it's supporting the bank and also giving some habitat for the salmon as they're making their way upstream.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, with that in mind, do you have any other projects that you're working on in the Talkeetna area?
Not right now, but we have spoken to some landowners that are interested as well, so might be some more in the future. And we're always happy to talk to other landowners who may be interested to do a cost share project with Alaska Department of Fish and Game and Fish and Wildlife Service.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for your time, Franklin, and we look forward to seeing you up here in Talkeetna in the future.
All right, great. Sounds good. Thanks, Katie.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.